We're seeing a lot of chatter online and hearing about chatter in federal offices about what will happen to the G Fund since the Treasury Department can't issue the securities that back up the G Fund. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's getting emails and calls about it. He told me today, fortunately, a lot of your colleagues aren't buying the hype.
You know, I can understand the media hyping this because that's what the media does. But for, you know, you're dealing with a very sophisticated audience here. You know, government workers are a cut above lots of other segments of the society. And to say that, you know, their retirement benefits are threatened, that their investments in the thrift savings plan are threatened, is just, it's false, it's wrong, it's almost criminal.
Mm-hmm.
This is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. There is a make-whole provision in law for all of these things. It's an accounting exercise, and yet they get X number of people worried about their retirement investments or what they're going to lose investing, and maybe they should pull out of the G Fund, which is probably, arguably, the safest investment on earth. It's special U.S. Treasury securities that are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Now, if that's not good enough for you, then maybe you should bury gold in the backyard.
Yeah.
But this happens with some regularity. It happens all the time. Every time I have to raise the debt limit, it happens several other times. It's happened before. Nobody. It's like the predictions of the end of the world. the day comes and it passes. Nothing happens.
One of the things we talked about on the show yesterday, too, was a proposal in Congress, and you're writing about it in your column today, that would require the amount that people pay for their pensions or pay toward their pensions
right.
to go up. What kind of response are you getting to that
idea?
Well,
we broke the story Friday,
right.
You know, and it was picked up later on in the week, and now there's some people are running two stories a day on it. It's very interesting. It's very realistic. People feel normally when something like this happens, somebody will write in and say, you know, this is only fair. I'm willing to take my cut. I'm willing to sacrifice. None of that this time. We got 65 responses just almost immediately when the column was posted, and everybody says this is a breach of contract. This is a betrayal. It doesn't make sense. Why are they doing this to me now? And a number of people have said that if they're trying to drive us out, that's they'll succeed. We will leave if this happens. And half a dozen said I've been offered jobs by contractors. As they downsize the government by 155,000, as they are talking, they're going to need more contractors. I'll just take my federal annuity, my federal health insurance, go over to a contractor. I've already got a secret clearance. I look very attractive to them. I'll make as much or more money, draw my annuity, draw my benefits, use my government health insurance, so they'll be paying me twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the law of unintended consequences. If there are members of Congress, and I'm not sure there are, but if their idea is to make government service so unattractive that everybody will leave, the things still have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to collect the taxes? Who's
going
to hand out the Social Security checks?
Yeah. Overall, are you surprised that we are where we are when it comes to this discussion on benefits? Because one of the things that I think made people more mad than the actual numbers in that proposal was Vice President Biden saying, yeah, we might be able to talk about that. Maybe not 6%, but maybe some other number, when a lot of the folks, in fact, some of the folks commenting on your column were saying, no.
Yeah.
No, this is where we have to draw the line now. We've done some other concessions, pay freeze, and so on. And this is where it has to stop.
Yeah, I thought I had pretty much seen it all, but I don't recall a time just in the political climate when there's been so much divisiveness, lack of civility, and outright hatred up on the Hill. And you and I have talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides are guilty of it. You know, it's not one or the other. But I would not have dreamed that the federal workforce would be under such a serious attack. It's not the end of the world. You know, a lot of this stuff is not going to happen. But I wouldn't have dreamed that they would be under such serious attack as they are right now, particularly when you reflect on this is 2011. 2009 was the best year federal workers, postal employees, and retirees ever had on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. So what a difference 2 years makes.
I guess the pendulum can swing rather quickly
as
it does other ways in Washington.
Very quickly, yeah. And I think anybody that says they saw this coming is smoking something.
Speaking of smoking something, I don't know what the connection is there at all, actually. Your turn tomorrow at 10 o'clock. What's the lineup?
Got three really good people. Representative from NARF, Julie Wigner. She's going to be talking about the retiree end of what could happen to people.
Uh-huh.
Steve Watkins, the editor of the Federal Times, and Sean Flynn, the senior reporter, are going to bring their perspective to it. And these are three really good people. I bill this as a been there, done that, no hype team of people,
uh-huh,
all coming at the same subject from slightly different perspectives. But I think if you're complacent, then maybe you haven't been listening and you should pay more attention.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you're panicking and looking for the arsenic pills, it's a little soon for that.
Yeah.
So listen to these three experts talking about it, and it's what's, we'll talk about what's pending, what's likely to happen, what they can do to you, and what these experts think they will do to you. And it can be very educational, and it should make a lot of people feel better.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey. You can hear Your Turn tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Federal News Radio 1500 AM or archived online at federalnewsradio.com. And you can read Mike Causey's column at federalnewsradio.com.